You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the series Everyone Is Doing Great, actress Stephen Colletti and James Lafferty. Welcome to the show, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
Nice. Well, congrats on the show, by the way. It's out now on Hulu. Name is Everyone Is Doing Great. Fun title right there. For those not familiar, break down the show for us.
Yeah, so it's about actors who were on a sort of a Vampire Diaries type show called Eternal. And it's 5 years after that show's ended. And these three lead actors, Seth, who is played by Steven, Jeremy's played by me, and Andrea is played by Alexandra Park. They all find themselves in very different sort of times in their lives. They're growing up, they're in their early 30s, and their lives aren't quite the way that they thought they were going to be for personal and professional reasons. But they're still trying to remain friends. And they are kind of feeling like that their past is pulling them sort of back and keeping them from getting to where they want to go. And so they're trying to reconcile that while leaning on each other, while they might not be really capable of sort of being leaned on.
So relatable for those who are especially in the industry right there. Is this based on a real life experience from one of the producers, one of the writers, I'm assuming?
Well, I was going to say, it's relatable to people definitely who have been in the entertainment industry. But what's important for us with the show was to also kind of ground it where anybody can find it relatable in their life, as far as, you know, experiences that they've had where just, you know, that struggle in everyday life that we all have. Once you feel like you've climbed one mountain and things are going to be clear up there, you know, you see the next mountain immediately and you got to climb that one. And then also, if you need the help from friends, like when those opportunities present themselves, like, you know, how are your friends doing in those situations? And if you're on the other side of that, like, and someone's coming to you and, you know, they need help, but you don't really have the capacity at that moment. How do we juggle that? It's always that kind of awkwardness, that, you know, is a big part of the show for us.
It's a time in a person's life too, where it's sort of tricky. Some of your friends want to kind of hang on to the past. You're maybe anxious to kind of move forward and balance. And I can definitely see a lot of people relating to it. Now, what's the story behind the production? I read you shot two episodes and then crowdfunded the rest.
Yeah, we shot a pilot and we sort of, you know, we just shot the pilot with a very small sort of production crew and everything. And we did it with our own money. And we thought that we might take that pilot out and, you know, maybe sell it to a network or a studio. And that didn't quite work. So not to be deterred, we just sort of plowed ahead and we crowdfunded our budget. And right after we were done crowdfunding our budget, we moved into production and shot the rest of the 7 episodes on like one 30-day schedule. Like you basically would like an indie film.
Nice.
And then we spent the next 2 years editing it.
I like that, man. Ambitious. Good for you guys. Are there plans yet for a season 2, or is it too early to kind of to have those conversations?
I mean, we definitely have the plans for it, and we're you know, gonna light those candles and make those wishes at night for the fans to receive the first season well, so we could do that. Because man, I mean, the indie style that we shot this first season, we learned a lot along the way. It was trial and error. And we also, you know, met a lot of great people that came in on the cast and crew side to help us out, you know, and we're working on a shoestring budget. So we'd love to get another season, pay these people a few more bucks and get them in to do some of the cool things that they did in the first season, expand on that. So, you know, our minds, it's hard to kind of control ourselves right now as far as talking about season 2, because we've got some stuff written and we've got the excitement of knowing where it's going. But, you know, it's not up to us right now.
Where did you guys shoot?
We shot mostly in Los Angeles,
okay.
And around in LA. And then we also, one of the characters goes out for a gig in North Carolina. So we shot in Wilmington, North Carolina, which was great because we, James and I spent, you know, a lot of time there working on One Tree Hill. And so we knew the area well, and we knew we'd be able to hopefully, you know, fast track some permits and call in a few favors there in Wilmington to help get our little indie shoot on the ground out there.
Yeah, I respect the hustle. Good job, gentlemen. Steven, a few months back, man, everyone was talking about that IG selfie with Kristen. How many pictures do you take before you posted that one? You got the one shot.
That's funny. I think she snapped like about 4 in the moment there. It was just a quick
girls
a
love
quick
that.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it was nice getting together with her and having dinner.
No, that is nice. And I know you also starred in that Taylor Swift video for White Horse. What do you think of when you hear that song? And how was that experience?
I mean, that experience was awesome. I worked on that music video when Taylor was still, I mean, she was on her rocket ship, clearly, and she was shooting to stardom. But I was just so impressed with her and her story. I learned about, you know, the songwriting thing she was doing growing up for other musicians in Nashville and just going around and playing gigs at clubs and stuff like that. And now she was taken off right when we were doing that video. So I knew, you know, I mean, everyone knew then, but you just kind of saw her like, oh, this girl is going to be a huge star if she wasn't already. So it's nice to see her fulfill that. And, you know, she's obviously an awesome person as well.
Yeah, she's doing all right. She's hanging in there.
Yeah, right?
James, you got engaged a few months back. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
How was the wedding planning going?
It's it's not happening right now. It's really stalled out because obviously we're in a pandemic and, you know, we're really just enjoying being engaged right now. And, you know, we want to have a wedding when it's safe to do so and when everybody can do it, you know, and just have a good time and not to worry about anything. So whenever that is, I guess.
I'm going to butt in here and say he's not allowed to get that wedding until we do a season two. So
there you go. See, you got your producer hat on. I like it.
He needs to give us his blessing too. So we kind of need that as well.
How'd you meet your wife?
We met, actually I was directing on her show. She was on The Royals. And so I came in to direct an episode, in season two. And then I came back for subsequent seasons and we really just hit it off there.
Nice. So it worked.
Exactly. Yeah. And now she's on the show. Now she's on Everyone Is Doing Great. So it continues to be a big, you know, happy family.
Keep it in the family. Good for you. All right. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. We'll go back and forth. All right. Favorite show you binged this past year?
Ooh, this past year.
Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, Queen's Gambit. Definitely.
And The Crown. The first season I've watched of The Crown, which was season four, and thought that was pretty awesome.
Go-to karaoke jam.
Hey, what do we do on the show? It's Tricky?
Yeah, we actually...
Run DMC?
It's Tricky moment in, on One Tree Hill, James and I back together.
Okay.
That was definitely one of our first scenes together. So nice. I guess that's our go-to is It's Tricky. Remember, James, we pulled some dance videos or dance moves from the music video.
Yeah.
And I remember you kind of looked at me at one point. You're like, wait, but they kind of do this on the spot. And I was like, well, let's just try to do these dance moves. We kind of pulled them out. And
had a little choreography.
We didn't exactly nail the dance moves to go along with it.
Steven, did you just say you watched the fourth season of Crown, but not the first three?
Correct.
You should probably go back. I'd go back.
That just dawned on you.
There's a lot of things in the fourth season that you need the first three.
So I watched the first a couple episodes and I was like, what's the deal with this family? And then I watched there's a documentary on Netflix about the Windsor family. So I went and I watched that. I did my homework and I'm like,
Cliff Note version.
You're fine.
All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Mine was, oh my gosh, where do I go here? Marissa Miller? Is that her name?
Yeah, Marissa Miller. She was a model. Miller? She was a model, right?
She was a model. Yeah.
Okay. James?
Yeah.
I think I'm going a little bit further back into childhood than Steven is, but Alex Mack from The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Okay. I like that. All right. And who's your dream guest star on Everyone's Doing Great?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Marissa Miller.
Hey, that's a great answer.
James.
Oh man. I don't know. What are some of the shows that we really like? I guess somebody like Phoebe Waller-Bridge would be awesome because
that's solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Rob Delaney. We loved Catastrophe. Rob Delaney would be awesome.
These are all the shows that like inspired us to make Everyone Is Doing Great. So we're just like, yeah, that would be awesome.
But not Alex Mack.
Larissa Olenek.
But she's amazing as well.
Put that energy out there. You never know. Well, fellas, great chatting with you both. If you haven't seen it, watch Everyone Is Doing Great on Hulu. Steven, James, thanks for checking in, guys.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks
you got
having
it.
Us.
Take
really
care.
Appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez.